It's common to most every religious tradition, some ceremony or service where you dedicate or commit your new child to God. In some Christian traditions, it takes the form of baptism. Others have a brief baby dedication. The last baby we dedicated was our youngest child, and that was more than a few years ago. I held the little guy in my hands. I don't do that anymore. Times have changed. I don't pick him up anymore. I would hurt myself very badly. He picks me up, literally. I mean, he'd greet me at the airport and pick me off the ground and spin me around. That's my baby. A lot of things have changed. One thing never has. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about letting go of your little ones. Well, all three of our children grew up, but the transaction that took place that day we dedicated each of them to God is one thing that's still being repeated today. No, we can't hold them physically in our hands anymore. But we can, we must, keep giving them over to the one who gave them to us. The problem is that all too often, we actually try to keep them in our hands, don't we? There's no more beautiful release your child model in all the Bible than Hannah, the woman who prayed fervently for years that God would bless her infertility with a child. God answered that prayer by giving her a boy named Samuel, who was destined to become one of the great leaders of Israel. In obedience to God, Hannah brought her young son to the temple to be trained for spiritual leadership. And in part of her prayer in 1 Samuel 1, 27 and 28, we find our word for today from the Word of God. She says of this child, for whom she had waited so long, "So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." Do you know how often we moms and dads need to tell God that? Every day for the rest of your life. No matter how old or young your children are. No matter how close to God or far from God they are. But be careful. We're talking here about releasing our son or daughter to God, which means helping them become the person God created them to be, not trying to shape them into the person we want them to be. It means talking to God far more about your child than talking to your child about God, as important as that is. For some of us who tend to be like control freaks, we have to make sure we're not trying to play God ourselves in our child's life. Parents who truly place their son or daughter in God's hands can lay off the nagging, the manipulating, the meddling, the constant criticizing. What we try to control, we often end up crushing. Our job is to say to God each new day, "You gave me this child, Lord. Again, for this new day, I'm giving him back to you. I'm available for anything you want me to do to join you in what you're doing in their life, whether you ask me to speak up or remain silent, whether you ask me to apologize, to forgive, to sacrifice, or even to change." A surrendered parent is a parent at peace. A parent who knows that this treasure God has entrusted to them has this day been placed again in God's all-powerful hands. A God who knows the plans he has for that boy, for that girl, plans for good, not for evil, to give them a future, to give them a hope. No matter how big your little ones get, remember whose they really are.
Thanks, Ron. Did you know A Word With You is available to be sent directly to your email box? Sign up is easy when you visit awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.